here I have is j, and then this is je. You see the difference? It's like the word I, je.
Is there a difference, or are they basically the same pronunciation-wise?
Je, not really.
Okay.
Maybe the je is a bit longer, slightly, but it's not a big difference. Je and je. Mm. And then you have this, it's different. Je is I have.
Yeah, I don't find... Yeah, I don't... And can you say jouer?
Ah, jouer is a toy.
Oh, I was trying to say the verb with the R at the end, actually, but this is why we go over this.
Yeah, jouer. Yeah. I can just tell you the... Well, if it's plural, it's this. The categories. So we have jeu d'aventure, is like adventure game. Then we have jeu d'action.
And the verb jouer?
Sorry?
The verb?
Ah, jouer. With an ER.
Is there a significant difference between how you'd say toy jouer and play verb jouer?
No.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good.
It's how you use it. Not they're homophones.
Okay, cool.
They sound the same.
Yeah.
It's how you use them in the context. Hmm. And of course, this one can be conjugated, so.
Okay, cool. Yeah, just because French, my experience of French is there's so many different spellings, and then there's like a couple of pronunciations.
Yeah, that's true. That's a bit tricky for people who learn French, but you get used to it, you know. You also get the context. So if I say j'aime bien jouer, I like to play. If I would say I like to play with a toy, or I like the toy, I would need an article or another verb. So I know that it's not jouer as a toy, but jouer to play.
Yeah, it'll be tu aimes bien jouer, yes, avec des jouets. And you get
we have jeu de tir, which is...
Oh, soft toy.
No,
wait, I was thinking of tir
games.
For a second.
Sorry?
I was thinking of tir, like animal, and I'm like, oh, it's like a toy animal. But I'm like, wait, no, that's getting my wire.
No. Jeu de tir is shooting games. I just give you the categories so you have everything. Jeu
like
de...
an eagle shooter?
Yeah, I guess. Jeu de simulation games. Ah, what you said before, I think it was jeu de stratégie. What you like to play. You said a word.
J'ai dit les énigmes et les aventures.
Yeah, this would be jeu de stratégie. Anything where you have to think, concentrate, focus. It's a bit tricky. It maybe is also for logical development. This is jeu de stratégie. And I think the other things are just jeu de plateforme. You know, anything online. Okay, I think this is it. If anything else, you can tell me.
That's probably plenty for now.
Yeah. Alors, tu aimes bien jouer le jeu d'aventure,
ouais,
et le jeu de stratégie. Est-ce que tu joues ensemble avec ton copain, ou est-ce que tu joues en ligne avec tes amis, ou juste seul?
Nous adorons jouer des... Jeu de Society. I know that pronunciation before, but...
I will give you a little advice.
What?
If you want to say we or us,
you'd use on.
In a French way, you say on. It is easier, it is quicker, it's shorter, and it's more natural.
Yeah. So, on adore jouer des jeux de society.
Les jeux de société. Ah, c'est board ça. Games, right?
Ouais.
Ok, très bien. Et qu'est-ce que tu fais quand tu es trop fatigué de ton travail?
Si je suis fatigué Après de travail, je...
Après le travail.
Oh, no article? Okay. Or no
Après le travail.
position? Après le travail. Après le travail, si je suis fatigué, je joue des jeux de aventure.
Je
Ouais, je.
le pronunciation, Je d'aventure.
Jeu d'aventure.
You said joue, and this is chic.
Je.
Je is games. What you said is joue. It is chic.
Oh, right, okay. I thought you meant
You
the
see? So
pronunciations in the chick. I get you now.
yeah, the pronunciation was different and it turned it to another word. So it's je and not joue. Je is games. On joue au jeu. I know it's a bit tricky. You can just say instead of on joue, we play. On aime les jeux d'aventure. Like this, you don't have this trickiness of the two same words.
I am deliberately trying to practice it though, because I do want to get the
Okay.
difference. So yeah, so it's like
I
on.
know it just makes it harder for you to say at the same time. On joue au jeu d'aventure.
How come we're not
Try to
using
say it.
des?
Sorry?
Oh, why the preposition or?
Ah, because it's irregular. It's just any kind of games. It's not the specific games because I don't know which game it is. It can be anything.
Okay.
So it's like we like to play games, not the games.
Oh, okay.
It's not defined, it's undefined. And this is for plural, that's why there's an X.
Yeah.
Because this normally is à la for feminine, and for masculine it's au, for plural it's au. Okay. If you
As
have a specific game, you can say on joue les jeux. Okay. It's just because I don't know what game, so I just said any game. Okay.
on joue au jeu d'aventure.
You make the connection because there's an apostrophe, so you say d'aventure.
D'aventure. On joue au jeu d'aventure.
Très bien, ok. Est-ce que vous cuisinez ensemble? Est-ce que tu cuisines seul? Est-ce que vous commandez? Comment vous faites pour manger ensemble?
Je ne vis pas avec mon petit ami, avec mon, what's the other thing? Avec mon copain.
OK.
Mais je cuisine avec. Actually, no, that's not true. Whatever, I'm just gonna go with it anyway. Je cuisine avec mes colocataires.
Ah, avec tes colocataires.
Merci.
D'accord.
Sorry, can you say that again, please?
Avec mes colocataires.
Colocataire.
Ah, yeah, he corrected it and he shouldn't have. Colocataires.
Colocataire, not tier. Tier.
Colocataires. Sorry, yes. Bitte in die Warteschütze, okay? Nein. Nein, 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 nein. Nimm das Ding weg. Okay, tu habites avec tes colocataires et ton petit ami, il habite seul ou il habite aussi avec d'autres colocataires?
Encore, s'il te plaît.
Ah, est-ce que ton petit ami, il habite seul ou aussi dans une colocation?
Ouais, il habite seul.
Ah, il habite seul, ok. Mais dans la même ville?
Dans la même ville, ouais.
Ok.
Parfois,
Donc.
non, parfois on cuisine ensemble, mais ne. Not no. May. Was it? What's the opposite of souvent? Like often? Like occasionally?
It depends on what you want to say.
Only occasionally.
Okay. De temps en temps.
De temps en temps. Ouais, merci beaucoup.
And you also have rarement. It's like the opposite of souvent. It's rarely, ouais. But not in this context. It fits more if you say de temps en temps.
Ouais. De temps en temps, on cuisine ensemble.
D'accord. Est-ce que vous deux, vous avez un régime spécial, like a special diet?
Ouais, mon copain est what's vegetarian?
Végétarien.
Vegetarian, okay, with an accent, cool.
Also with the accent that I will put, végétarien.
Végétarien.
Mm-hmm. Alors, il est végétarien, et toi?
Je ne suis pas végétarien, mais j'aime bien manger des repas végétariens.
Ah, ok, très bien. Ok. Et quand tu vas le revoir? Est-ce que tu vas le revoir aujourd'hui ou demain? When will you see him again?
Ah, ouais. On va se rencontrer le week-end.
D'accord, très bien. Donc, après la semaine de travail.
Après la semaine de travail, ouais. Like okay. After the work week, you mean?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Et est-ce que vous avez déjà planifié quelque chose pour le week-end?
Nous... Just trying to remember what we're doing. On va faire de l'escalade.
Ah, une escalade, d'accord. À l'intérieur ou à l'extérieur?
En intérieur. That's
good. À l'intérieur. Oh. Yeah. Très bien. Est-ce que tu sais bien faire l'escalade?
Sorry, you said ambien, what?
Bien faire. Do you know how to do it? You're good at it.
Ouais. On a fait des escalades depuis. So I'm trying to look through the word, list of words we've been going through to try and bring in the.
Depuis, since, yes.
Depuis, okay. On a fait des. L'escalade depuis beaucoup de temps.
You're doing it. It's been a long time that you're doing it. You mean?
Oh, and I was trying to say that we've been doing it for many years. But my construction.
Okay. I would say I practice escalade. On pratique l'escalade depuis longtemps, since a long time, or depuis. Plusieurs, many years, plusieurs années.
Ah, yes, années instead of années, okay. On pratique l'escalade depuis longtemps ou plusieurs années.
Mm-hmm.
Because the difference is, année is like a time period, and on is like a specific year, right?
Like what? So année is years, and plusieurs means just several or many. And then longtemps is just for a long time. It's not specific. Both are not specific. Both are just long time or many years. But we don't know how much.
Oh, no, I was meaning the difference between... Because there's two words for, like, year. There's année and
an. You mean this year?
Yeah.
Okay. This is more for the age.
Yeah.
So if you say your age, you use this word. Mm-hmm. And if it's 1 year, you say un an. And if it's many years, not in a context of age, you say année. Mm-hmm. Okay. Alors, maintenant, tu vas continuer ton travail ou tu as terminé?
Wait, conduire? Oh, conduire. Wait.
No, I said continuer. To continue.
Do you mean in general, or you mean am I done for the day?
For the day.
Oh, wait. Mon travail est fini. Je suis rentré.
Je suis rentré, because it's a verb of movement, so you use être.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, yeah. Je suis rentré chez moi.
Rentré chez moi, ok.
Ouais, thank you. Je suis rentré chez moi.
Très bien, alors je te souhaite encore une bonne journée. Repose-toi bien.
Repose?
Like, relax.
Repose.
Repose-toi bien et à la prochaine.
À la prochaine, merci beaucoup.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.